I am never too little to be responsible for my actions. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children around the world, flickering love and joy into their faces as I tell them stories about my visits all around the world to children doing all sorts of interesting things. I was visiting a little girl who was a smarty puss, and she was just 4 years old. Can you imagine a smarty puss that's 4 years old? Well, this little girl was a smarty puss at 4 years old, and you can believe that. She was a smarty puss, and of course, what can you imagine her name would be? Her name was Rebecca. Rebecca. And Rebecca lived in a very lovely home. She had a mother, she had a father, and she had sisters and brothers. But Rebecca came into her home at a point in time when the family was exceedingly wealthy and exceedingly happy and exceedingly filled with every good thing. And as she was born into that home, it was a lovely experience. She had everything she could want. And then her father, who was a very responsible man, a big CEO, a big man in charge of his company, earning hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, perhaps even millions, and showering this on his family. And then all of a sudden, they fired him. They fired him from his job, and that was tough. And Rebecca, of course, didn't understand that. She was just 4 years old, and she just knew that there was an unlimited supply that fed her family and fed her every desires and every need. But one day, her father called a family meeting, and all her brothers and sisters and her mom and dad, her mom attended the meeting where her dad was telling about being fired from the job. And he said, "Now, I want you to understand, on my job, I gave my best. I did what I felt was right. I have done everything that I have done because I was responsible for my actions, and I am never too big to be responsible for my actions. And my actions always speak of who I believe I am." And Rebecca says, "Daddy, what does it mean to be fired?" "Well, that means the company did not think that I was doing the job the way they wanted it done. And they did not think that they wanted to keep me there as their chief executive officer because they didn't believe in me any longer." "But, Daddy, we believe in you." "Yes, Rebecca, I'm so happy you do believe in me, but I believe in you too. But, Daddy, if you believe in us and you believe in yourself, then how could somebody else not believe in you?" "Well, Rebecca, it's a big story." "But, Daddy, there's no big stories. How come if you believe in yourself, as you tell us all the time..." "Rebecca, you're only 4 years old now. Where did you learn all this?" "Well, Daddy, I listen when you talk. Daddy, you know I'm a genius. You know that. You tell me all the time I'm a genius. And now, I'm acting like a genius, I think, and you tell me I shouldn't act like that?" "Oh, Rebecca, all right." I was fired because I did not listen to my peers as to what they wanted done. I felt my own way was more important than the way for the people for whom I was working. Do you understand that, Rebecca?" "Yes, Daddy. I am never too little to be responsible for my actions. You tell me this all the time. I'm never too little to be responsible for my actions." "Well, Daddy, you told us you're never too big to be responsible for your actions too, right?" "Yes, Rebecca." "Well, Daddy, didn't you listen to your bosses and your people there to see what they wanted done? Because that's what they hired you for. They hired you to make the business a success and to do what they wanted done." "Well, Rebecca, you're right." Rebecca, I should have talked to you a little earlier about this, but that's okay. It's never too late. Rebecca, you're so right. What a little genius. See, Daddy, you're always calling me a little genius. Yes, Rebecca, you're a little genius. Well, for goodness sakes. Now, my goodness sakes, I just don't know what to think. Daddy, you go and tell your people there, your directors and your officers in your company, even though they fired you, say, look, I had a talk with my little girl. And she said, I'm never too little to be responsible for my actions, and I'm never too big to be responsible for my actions. And so I would like you to reconsider me and know that I am going to take into account every desire of each of you and discuss whatever I'm going to do with you before I do it, so that I do not do something which is going to be counter to what you feel is for the best interest of the company. Daddy, I did that to you. I said, I'm sorry, and you didn't spank me, and you didn't tell me I'm naughty. You just said, sweetheart, I'm so happy that you have taken charge. Daddy, you go and tell your people there and your directors, and they'll say, I'm so happy you have taken charge. Rebecca, I think you got a point there. You know, Rebecca, that takes a lot of humility. Yes, Rebecca, that takes a lot of humility. My goodness, do I have enough humility to do that? Yes, Daddy, you do. You have taught me, and I know that because you teach me, and you could do it too. I'm never too little to be responsible for my actions, and Daddy, you're never too big to be responsible for your actions. And Daddy says, Rebecca, you are a magic girl. I don't know if I'm strong enough to do it, but I will go and give it a try. Go, Daddy, go, Daddy, go. You're a good man, Daddy. You're wonderful, Daddy, and you do follow directions, and Daddy, you are a good boss. Well, a few days went by, and Daddy went to talk to the board of directors. I mean, that was a good job. And he said to them, look, I have made a few bad judgments, and I'm sorry for them. And in the future, if you would consider keeping me on, I will talk with you before I make each of these major activities and make sure that I am doing them in harmony with what you want done. Well, for goodness sakes, the board of directors all said of one accord. What humility! You're fantastic! Why, of course we'll keep you on. Of course! We fired a man that didn't want to follow our directions, and now we're hiring a man who does want to follow our directions. Yes, 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 yes! And Daddy came home. Rebecca! Rebecca! Guess what? Daddy, they hired you back. Yes, Rebecca, they hired me back. They want me. They want me. And Rebecca, you did it all. No, Daddy, you did it. You're never too big to be responsible for your actions, Daddy. I'm never too little to be responsible for my actions. And Daddy, I love you so, and I'm responsible for that, and I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, Rebecca, I don't know what to say. Daddy, always be responsible for your actions, and never be too big for them. And Daddy, oh, Daddy, I love you so. Rebecca, if this is how you are at 4 years old, my goodness gracious sakes alive, what are you going to be when you are five? I'm ready to watch and see. Uh-oh, there comes Mr. Sandman now. He's sprinkling his pixie dust all over the place. Oh, he is so sloppy. It falls there, and the mice and the ants and the bugs and the dogs and the cats, everybody's falling asleep. Hey, hey, jump into your bed now and cover up tight. And Mommy and Daddy, give you a big hug. Give you a big hug. And Daddy, say thank you to Rebecca again. And away we go. Now, boys and girls around the world, snuggle in there and know that I'm always on your bedside table, sparkling light and brightness into your eyes and saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. See you tomorrow night.